6:33 is our time. On the telephone with us this morning, calling from the Great White North, Shane Gousset from the Western Swing Authority. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Another day in paradise, sir. How about you?
Excellent. Oh, I'm doing great.
Excellent.
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, man, my pleasure. My pleasure. We have been trying to get a few of the artists that have been nominated for the Ameripolitan Music Awards on for the last, month or so. Been having folks on the show and just letting folks hear a little bit. People, I think there's still people out there who wonder what Ameripolitan means, and so we try to spread it around. We've had some of the outlaw artists on, the honky tonk artists, now you guys, a Western Swing artist. Shane, tell me, the Western Swing Authority, that's a pretty big bite right there, brother.
That's yes, it is.
A big bite.
Yeah. I'm not professing to be the one and only authority, that's for sure. And no, you know what, it was a good name that sort of rolled off the tongue well, and that's what we grabbed.
I like it.
And, I
like it. Put it out there, man. Put it out there.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, make them believe it, huh? Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
That's right. Now, how long have you guys been together?
We've been together for about 5.5 years. It'll be, 6 years in April that we started this. And, I mean, I've always loved this music. I've loved it since I was a kid. I just sort of thought one day it would be really great. You know, we don't get enough. All of us have played for years all through our lives, but we never got the opportunity to play enough of this music. And so we decided we would make the opportunity. And what do you know? It started catching on. And so I'm really glad we did. We're having a great time doing it.
That's excellent. That is excellent. So tell me about the new record here.
The new record, yeah. We just had a CD release party yesterday up here and had a banner crowd. And the new album came out just this a week ago today.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Now Playing. And it's available wherever you like to buy your music. On E1 Music Canada is the record label. And, we've got a whole bunch of tunes. We've got some, you know, a few classics that people would recognize. And we've got a bunch of tunes that we have written ourselves.
Right.
And we're trying to make sure that Western Swing music is loud and strong.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, and I guess it's hard to record a Western Swing album without including at least one Cyndi Walker song, huh?
Well, yeah, you have to. You almost have to. You really do. And that's the thing. It's so hard to pick. I mean, this is our third.
Right.
And our first album was all just traditional songs.
Right.
And then the second one was predominantly traditional songs, and then we had about three originals on it. Now this one is mostly original stuff with about three traditional tunes on it, and it's hard to pick because there's so many great songs, and it's really tough. But we've got Miss Molly on there. That's a Cyndi Walker tune, and
right.
That one holds a little extra meaning for us because we have a little girl by the name of Molly.
How nice is that? That is great.
Yeah.
That is great. So, you and your wife, Stacy.
Yes.
Y'all are the founding members of the band?
We are, yes. Okay. So, all of us actually in the band have been in it from the beginning, but it was Stacy and I that pieced it together.
Okay.
And the only one who is different, really, is Jimmy, who joined us about 2 years, 2.5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And but everyone else has been from the beginning. And it's been a great ride. You know, it's great when you've got a group of people that you can play together regularly, and especially with this kind of music, because everybody is listening and paying attention, and you're playing off of one another, and you get some really neat moments, I think, when you have that opportunity to do that.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's play a cut off this right now. Let's folks hear something off the Now Playing, the brand new record from the Western Swing Authority. Our guest this morning, Shane Gousset from the Western Swing Authority. I'm gonna play cut number one, entitled "Sweet Harriet." Here you go.
Yes.
Let's give it a listen.
preacher's daughter. She got three freckles on her nose and she sips on holy water. In a Sunday morning cotton dress, swear she's good as gold. But as the weekly hours progress, a darker tale unfolds. But she lets her long hair down, shimmies into town. Where the girl's possessed, but the two-toned toes all dig her jive. To them she's a heaven blessed. Well, she orders one more gin, it tastes as sweet as sin. Swing Harriet, Sweet Harriet, walking down the lane. When you swing that thing with all you got, the boys all go insane. No, you won't hear them complain.
Western Swing Authority this morning. The album is entitled Now Playing. That was cut number one, Sweet Harriet. And while we were listening to that, got Shane Gousset on from Western Swing Authority, talking to him on the telephone this morning, and his lovely wife, Stacy, whom you just heard singing that song, got on the phone. She and I talked a little bit, so looking forward to hanging out with you guys in Austin at the Ameripolitan Music Awards next week. Now, Shane, let me ask you this. Does Stacy do a predominant number of vocals for the band?
She does a lot. It's mostly between her and I, but I would say even more her. And I mean, I don't know why we wouldn't, because she's definitely got the voice. I always look at a song and I'm like, well, you write a song, you find a song, and you think, oh, I love this song, this is going to be great. And then you're like, well, who's going to sing it? And you're always, your first thought is, well, it should be Stacy doing it, because she's the one with the voice. But we do try to spread it around a little bit, so that there's some female voice and some male voice. And
right.
But, yeah, she's, I don't just say that, like, this because she's my wife. I mean, I really do. I'm one of her biggest fans.
And because she's sitting right next to you.
She's not even standing next to me right now. Huh?
Yeah, I know how that works, man. I know how that works.
Yeah.
This is an exceptional. We were talking about the artwork on the CD here. Did you have any vinyl pressed to this?
We didn't have any vinyl, not yet. Anyway, it's. I would love to do it. It's just hard to know.
How much to buy?
Demand for vinyl, and in the cost of it, of course, is it's more expensive to manufacture, and then sure. If you have to ship it, it's
right.
Trickier too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we may yet. I think it would be a great record for vinyl. I'd love to have it on vinyl myself. But
well, I would think just having the centerfold that is on the CD on the outside of a record would be crazy good, man.
Thanks.
I really do. So, you guys have been together almost 6 years as a band. What did you do? Were you playing other bands? I mean, were you a closet musician? What were you doing before Western Swing Authority?
Everyone in the band has been making their living as a musician, as you know, freelance players, session players, so you know, playing in touring bands. Then we've all been doing it for a long time. I would say Pee-wee or Ed Ringwald would be probably the most recognized, because Ed did a lot of he did about 14 years on the road with Gordon Lightfoot.
Uh-huh.
He was with Gordon Lightfoot, and then before that he was with Ian Tyson.
Wow.
On his television show, and backed up a whole bunch of people. So he's got Ed's sort of done it all. I mean, we can't get to a gig anywhere where Ed doesn't go, "Oh yeah, I played here once." But it's you know, we've all been doing this for a long time. And for myself, I grew up playing in a family band, playing you know, traditional country and old time music, and then got into, you know, when I was older, got into playing in the bars, and then I got playing with touring bands, but this is just something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to play in a Western swing band, and now finally here I am getting to do it.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic. Now, of course, Bob Wills is probably one of the most famous Western swing fiddlers out there. Bob used to point his bow at his band members when it was time for them to take a lead solo. Do you incorporate that in your show?
I sure do. You better believe it. Yeah, we sure do. I mean, there's seven of us. You got to make sure you know who's going next, and that's you can't deny the bow.
When
the bow's pointed at you, you got to go.
You got to go. Now, Bob was also famous for somebody did not perform adequately. That he would just fire him off the stage right there. Have you ever done that?
I've never done that.
Okay.
Never done that. No, we do the odd holler though. You gotta have a holler here and there.
Gotta have a holler. There you go. That's right. What makes Bob holler?
That's right.
All right, Shane. Well, look, man, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you making the call down to us this morning. International rates and all that stuff. So I'm gonna let you skate here. But we're gonna leave, and I wanna play another cut off this record real quick before we go. But again, thank you and for what you guys are doing, and thank y'all for being on the show with us this morning. I do appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. We're looking forward to seeing you in Austin next week and getting a chance to hang out and hear some great music.
Yeah, we're going to have a
big
time.
It's going to
be fun. A big time will be had by all.
It certainly will.
All right. Shane Gousset, the Western Swing Authority. Again, let's see, we're going to leave here on this note with Old Dance Floor. Shane, take care of yourself, bro.
All right. Thanks, BG.
All right, man. Stay tuned.
Bye.
This next one's for the dancers. Let's get everybody out on the old dance floor.
Monday through Friday, the boss is on my back. When that whistle blows, I hit the road with a pocket full of cash.
I'm gonna shine up my buckle, I'm gonna polish up my boots. We're gonna find a little trouble, something we can get into. 'Cause it's one for the money, two for the show, three neat shots of whiskey, baby, I'll be good to go. That twangin' man, the hillbillies, is what I'm looking for. Come on and turn it up a little, wanna hear twin fiddles from the middle of an old dance floor.
Well, I push through those swinging doors, the crowd is packed in tight.
Some big old boy started making noise, but his bark ain't got no bite. And I said, hey, hey, bartender,
pour me something strong, 'cause there's a beauty talking to me, wants to party all night long.
Yes, I do. 'Cause it's one for the money, two for the show, three neat shots of whiskey, baby, I'll be good to go. That twangin' band of hillbillies is what I'm looking for. Come on and turn it up a little, wanna hear twin fiddles from the middle of an old dance floor.
Thank you.
from the middle of an old dance.